that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, this is Grayson Allen, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
That's 50 points, right? We're down 50.
Yes, David, the Jazz did indeed lose by 50 points. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Utah Jazz 118-68, making this the second worst loss in franchise history.
In the 40 years of Jazz basketball, only once before have the Jazz ever scored fewer points in a half. And that is the fewest points the Jazz have ever scored in a second half.
But with that being said, the game didn't start out that bad. Although the Jazz didn't win a single quarter, they weren't down by that much. I mean, first quarter, down 30-24. At the half, 58-46. It looked like the Jazz were possibly going to be able to make a comeback. I mean, the Jazz have beat the Dallas Mavericks in their last two matchups this year by pretty wide margins. So for the Jazz to lose by 50, nobody expected. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with about 3 minutes left in the game.
So I was on Cleaning the Glass website earlier in the game and looked at our offensive efficiency for the night. And it said we were in the first percentile. And the way I understood percentiles, I didn't think you could be 100th percentile, and I didn't think you could be 0 percentile. But I just refreshed Cleaning the Glass, and unfortunately, I just discovered that it is possible to have a 0 percentile offensive performance, meaning that this outing right now by Utah is the worst by any team this year so far.
And unfortunately, I think that should be our stat of the night. But David Locke remains very, very optimistic for this Jazz team.
It's just unfortunate. Bad night. You know the good news, Ron?
There's another ball game.
I believe in averages, and I believe everything regresses to the mean. So for this night, we're going to get a good one somewhere.
And who knows? Maybe that could be our next game. The Jazz's next matchup on this long road haul will be against the Philadelphia 76ers this Friday, and this time with Jimmy Butler. And your next chance to see your Utah Jazz here at Vivint Smart Home Arena is next Wednesday versus the Sacramento Kings. Buy your tickets now at utahjazz.com. For more on this game or any other, head over to LockedOnJazz.net for full game broadcasts, David Locke's postcast, as well as his game notes emptying the noggin. This has been Miranda Tomlinson with your Jazz Game Rewind.